I caught up with Frau Orlo late in the afternoon as he was coming out of a chalk hall, and we stood among page-stuffed pigeonholes and chatted. I knew better than to ask him what he had been getting at earlier with his weird discussion of daytime cosmography. Once he had made up his mind to teach us in that mode, there was no way to get him to say the answer straight out. Anyway, I was more worried about the things he had been referring to earlier. "Listen, you're not thinking of leaving, are you?" He got a slightly amused look, but said nothing. "I always worried you were going to go into the labyrinth and become a hundreder. That would be bad enough, but the way you were talking, I got the idea you were going to become a pharaoh like Estermard." This was Orlo's idea of an answer.
"What does it mean that you worry so much?"
I sighed.
"Describe worrying," he went on.
"What?
Pretend I'm someone who has never worried. I'm mystified. I don't get it. Tell me how to worry."
"Well, I guess the first step is to envision a sequence of events as they might play out in the future."
"But I do that all the time, and yet I don't worry."
"It is a sequence of events with a bad end."
"So you're worried that a pink dragon will fly over the Consent and fart nerve gas on us?"
"No," I said with a nervous chuckle.
"I don't get it," Orlo claimed, deadpan.
"That is a sequence of events with a bad end."
"But it's nonsensical. There are no nerve gas farting pink dragons."
"Fine," he said. "A blue one, then." Jessery had wandered by and noticed that Orlo and I were in dialogue, so he approached, but not too close, and took up a spectator's position, hands folded in his bolt, chin down, not making eye contact. "It has nothing to do with the dragon's color," I protested. "Nerve gas farting dragons don't exist."
"How do you know?"
"One has never been seen."
"But I have never been seen to leave the Consent, yet you worry about that."
"All right. Correction. The whole idea of such a dragon is incoherent. There are no evolutionary precedents. Probably no metabolic pathways anywhere in nature that could generate nerve gas. Animals that large can't fly because of basic scaling laws, and so on."
All sorts of reasons from biology, chemistry, theorics. I suppose then that the slines, who know nothing of such matters, must worry about pink nerve gas farting dragons all the time.
You could probably talk them into worrying about it. But no, there's some kind of filter that kicks in. I pondered it for a moment and shot a glance at Jessery, inviting him to join us. After a few moments, he took his hands out of his cloak and stepped forward. "If you worried about pink ones," he pointed out, "you'd have to worry about blue, green, black, spotted, and striped ones. And not just nerve gas farters, but bomb droppers and fire belchers."
"Not just dragons, but worms, giant turtles, lizards," I added.
"And not just physical entities, but gods, spirits, and so on," Jessery said. "As soon as you open the door wide enough to admit pink nerve gas farting dragons, you have let in all of the other possibilities as well."
"Why not worry about all of them then?" asked Fra Orlo.
"I do,"
claimed Arcibald, who had seen us talking and come over to find out what was going on.
"Fra Erasmus," said Orlo, "you said a minute ago that it would be possible to talk slines into worrying about a pink nerve gas farting dragon. How would you go about it?"
"Well, I'm not a Prokian, but if I were, I suppose I'd tell the slines some sort of convincing story that explained where the dragons had come from, and at the end of it, they'd be plenty worried. But if Jessery burst in warning them about a striped fire-belching turtle, why, they'd cart him off to the loony bin." Everyone laughed, even Jessery, who, as a rule, didn't like jokes made at his expense.
"What would make your story convincing?" Orlo asked.
"Well, it'd have to be internally consistent, and it would also have to be consistent with what every slime already knew of the real world."
"How so?"